Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad and a pen if you're able. Call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. We're going to take you into a message entitled, Revealing the Man of Sin. If the church no longer think that we can walk in the Spirit and cease sinning for the rest of our life, then maybe the man of sin has convinced you that that's impossible. But let's go into the Word and let's see that the Word says it's possible. Let's go down to the message.
And this what we're finna watch is just an example of hundreds of churches and ministers and what they believe. Y'all hear me? This God just selected this ministry to be the example of what many of them really believe deep down in their hearts. Now, many of them don't come out this bold. But just because they don't come out this bold and do what you're going to see them doing, don't mean many of them don't believe it. They believe it. It's in them. And everybody go to a church, you ought to check them out, see if they believe any of this stuff. Okay? So, and he said the wrath of God coming on people that do this stuff. God's wrath going to come on people like that. Okay? All right, you're going to hear him say, well, I ain't perfect, but in spirit I am. I'm going to just quote this 1 John 2 verse 6. It says we ought to walk. If we say we in him, you need to walk like him. Walking like him is not assuming you perfect, not assuming you holy. It's walking like him. It's not you walking and you got skeletons. He walking and don't have none. That ain't like him. Okay. All right. When you get to the place where you hear him say he trying to prove everybody going to sin. Have you ever had to say you're sorry? If you step on somebody's foot, don't you have to say you're sorry? Now you get into human perfect. We nobody human perfect. I can stumble on your feet. That don't mean I sin. And then he said, now one thing we need to understand. Now, if I purposely walk on your feet, knowing what I'm doing, of course, that could be constituted as a sin. But why I can't not do that? But he going to try to come over like, you going to sin, you see. But that's not good because I could have stopped that, see. But I want y'all to see how that spirit going to try to justify sins. Then he going to go to, well, you can thank sin. So Philippians 2:5 said, let this mind be in you. You mean to tell me you can't let the mind of Christ be in you? Yes, you can. Philippians 4:8. Tell you what to think upon. You mean you can't think like this? Yes, you can. Isaiah 26 and verse 3 says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. All right. Now, and then they're going to use that verse, 1 John 1:8. If we say we have no sin, you're a liar. They're going to stop right there. But 1 John 1:8 was talking about the person in 1 John 1:6. Y'all done heard me say that a lot, but you got to be establishing that, because when you meet people, take them to the Word of Truth, and maybe you can help some of them if you can get them to think. Okay. All right. Now, let's go ahead and try to hook it up. And I just want to prep you a little bit. It's going to be probably about 30 some odd minutes. Give me a few more minutes. After that, I'll come up, say closing words, and we'll be finished. But I had to share this so you can endure it. Keep in mind, we got to love these people. We can't come out resenting them or hating them. We're not showing it for that reason. We're showing it for one reason only, and I want you to see the whole thing. This is the man of sin that has gotten in the clergy, and the clergy has schooled the church. And that's why the church is carnal, and that's why the church don't look like Jesus. All right, let's see, can we do it?
Like to watch the 37 minutes of Contending for the Faith, please go to our webpage, www.someonecaresministry.org, and also call for a watch live code, 225-272-6647.
They taking and trying to prove that you can't do nothing but sin. Everybody done dumb things, but you're supposed to stop doing dumb things. They trying to take the Word of God. I'm trying to show you that this is what the clergy has taught and discipled peoples up in. And what they simply saying is, you can't stop sinning. You can't stop doing dumb things. You're going to always do dumb things. That's what the Spirit has taught the church. Now, all have sinned. We know that. All have done dumb things. But didn't God call the clergy for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, edifying of the body of Christ? Didn't he tell us to attain the walk and then teach the sons how to attain the walk? So this is the clergy. Now, I'm not just picking on them, but this is what's in the average pulpit. And this is what has been teaching people down through the years. And that's why nobody believes you can live like Jesus, because they have taken the word of God. And you notice how they give the Greek says and the lexicon. No, you explain in a way the word of God. You take in a holy document and explain it away. And it sound logical to the people. Oh, yeah, that's right. It sound logical, but God meant what he said. God said what he meant and meant what he said. And I want you to notice how he took. Now, 1 John 1:6 that said, if you claim you know him and you walking in darkness, you lie and do not the truth. Now, he said that's a lost person. But he going to come back in a few minutes and take 1 John 1:8, the next few verses, and say that's a saved person. So I want you to see how that Antichrist spirit is doing. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to communicate? I'm showing you that man of sin in these people, in this pulpit, disciple in the church. And that's why nobody life can change. That's why nobody can live like Jesus. Because you've been schooled that this is how humans are. Humans going to stay that way. And then you heard Carl Brown said, nobody can live without sin. Not one. Now, when they say sinless perfection, all we're talking about is holy. That's period. The devil gave it a deep word. Sinless perfection. It's just holy. And so what they're trying to establish is nobody can live holy. That's what they're saying. And that's what's in many pulpits. And like I said, they're great spokesmen. They say it every day. You ought to just, oh, Lord, if you heard all the stuff they teach. But they twist the word of God and they make it. Yeah, they twisted their way to accommodate their lifestyle. Yeah, and you got somebody who just got saved, love the Lord, come in a baby Christian, and these leaders teaching them. And so that baby Christian's going to acquire that. Well, when you're born again, you're born in righteousness and true holiness. After God, everything God is, you have become. But what happened is if you got a leadership like this, you'll never grow in that. You're going to grow in the sins you came out of, and then you're going to get entangled. And until God come along and really try to untangle some things in your life, you're going to struggle and live a tangled life because that's where you was taught. But I just want to show you the man of sin. That's what I'm trying to show you, the man of sin. And some of these people are probably good, too. Some of them probably wolves. We don't know, so that's we have to love everybody. But some of them are wolves. There are more that are bad in the pulpit than that's good. Okay, because we know Jesus had 70 apostles, 12 apostles stayed, 70 left, and one of the 12 that stayed was the devil. So, and that's the way the clergy is. You got more bad preachers than you have good preachers. That's just the way it is. And that's why the Bible said test them all. Okay, and the only other thing is that scripture he took, 1 John 1:6, when he said that's for a lost person. John starts out saying little children. These are saints he's talking to. Half verse 6 was talking about a lost man, and all the rest of it was talking about a saved man. He took out what he wanted to fit his doctrine. And that's the slick part about preachers I want y'all to see. I just want y'all to see how they took all the Bible and what they're really discipling and saying, can't nobody live holy. It's not a single person out of all that Jesus did. Jesus came to take away the sin of the world. Came to destroy the sin of the world, came to save us from our sin, but not one of y'all can live without sin. That's really what's been taught in the church for a long, long, long time. And they would take God's word, and they refer to Greek, Hebrew, they refer to theologian. What preachers do when they do that, instead of reading God's word and God said what he meant what he said, they take, well, it means this. Well, it means that. That's why you have to watch. Now, what does the scripture say? And show me another scripture that say it don't mean that. So did anybody see the man of sin? Comments before we move on, close out.
He said, like, we get deceived, you know what I'm saying?
Right, because so
losing our soul.
You know, yeah, you so you have your leader. I'm your leader. Delisa, if you ever think you can live like Jesus, you're going to lose your soul. That's how silly that is.
Right.
See.
Huh?
Now, that's good thinking, you know. Okay, in other words, if they wrong and people go by that, they in trouble. If I'm wrong, you ain't in no trouble anyway. So wouldn't you rather be over here just in case? You know, so they got a lot of people just messed up. Y'all just, that was just mild there. That's mild there. They talk about you can die with unforgiven sin. You ain't got to confess sin. They say you have to confess it. The Singapore guy say you don't have to confess it. But they say sins don't matter. You going to heaven and sin. All you do is believe in what he did. And your faith is your holiness. You ain't actually holy. It's just you believing. Now, that's what's discipling people. And it's not just this church. I'm telling y'all, the average preacher believe that. And some of them, you have to hem them up to make it come out of them, but the average preacher believe that. Anybody else? Go ahead. Sister Deshandra got to say something about this. It's ugly, though. It's ugly, ugly, ugly.
I was talking to Lady Melva. She said, take me. But he kept contradicting himself.
You picked up on that? I was wondering if anybody caught that.
It was just, I can't. I was just sitting there. She was like, it's going to be okay. I said, no, it's not. I said, I can't watch it. Because he kept saying something about, now help me, and I'm going to need you to help me. He was saying that when he was saying little children, he was talking about sinners. But yet at the same time, you kept saying that you are a sinner. So at the same time, he was talking about you also because you admitted to being a sinner. So you in that category with the little children. So I'm like, I'm trying to understand it, but I can't because my brain isn't wired like yours. So I can't. You got to break it down for me because you keep saying it's okay to sin and you're going to sin. But you said that God said that God was talking about the he kept saying every time he said in the Bible, he says little children. He's talking about sinners. I was still trying to. It was so much going on, y'all.
But you know, but let me tell you, while you're feeling what you're feeling, okay? It's not, now listen to me closely. What you sensing and feeling is not you, it's your spirit disagreeing. And anytime you like this, your spirit is disagreeing with that. Your spirit saying, And that's what happened to Sister Tracy. She kept reading that expositor. She said, this thing confusing me. So it's a spirit of confusion on them. And that's what you sense. But now watch this. We still got to be educated to know the day and time we living in because they just bold with it. But there's a lot of eloquent ministers out here. They sound good. They come over nice and they can make it plain, but they saying the same thing. And we need to know that's the man of sin. Anybody else?
He kept saying when he's talking about you're going to sin, you're going to sin. If you tell a lie, you're going to sin. If you say something bad to your wife, you're going to sin. If you think something negative, you're going to sin. But he didn't address what the sin is as far as what the scripture look at.
Right.
Adultery, fornication, hatred, whatever. Yo, it was like a little thing, you're going to sin. But he never did come out and tell what the big sins is.
Mm-hmm. So he's taking regular everyday life experience to establish that nobody can live that book. Right. You done sin. See, that's why I was talking about a lot of people done made up so many sins that we honestly believe we can't stop sinning. That ain't no sin. That's just human error.
Oh, this what got me too.
Get the mic, boo.
He misrepresented our ministry, baby. He talking about some. Oh, Lord. Sorry.
You're all right.
He said that. He misrepresented our ministry in the letter. He said that we were saying that grace was going to cover everything.
Right, because we don't teach that.
That's what I was like, we don't teach that, baby. I don't know where you get that from. That's not in that letter.
Yeah. Well, see, what he was doing, now keep in mind that ministers, the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16, it says that to grow up the saints, that they no longer be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and by the sleight of men, the cunning craftiness. That he was being cunning and crafty because he got a multitude of people they got influence on, thousands of people all around the world. So you got to make this ministry look bad. You got to make this look bad because, and here's why he challenged the email. I'm right here in the same city with them. I can't have nobody in the same city preaching these scriptures. It's going to make me look bad. So you got to get this here and make it look bad. That's cunning craftiness. So, and keep in mind the devil doing that. But this, see, look, this is the reality of what's in the pulpit. This is the reality of what is leading most people. And we have to be aware of it. See, and when you go out, when you go out to meet your Christians on your job and stuff, 9 times out of 10, they have a pastor who slipped nuggets over on them just like this. They're not as bold as them, but they sneak, they put these nuggets in them. So when you're on your job and dealing with other Christians, that's what you're dealing with. It's a spirit that's been in the church for a long time that have educated the church, and that's what you're dealing with. And nobody think the sinless perfection. Now, please always narrow that down and make them narrow it down. Say, sir, what we're talking about is holy. You using a deep word, sinless perfection, is just holy. So what you said, nobody holy, nobody can live holy. After all Jesus did, can't nobody live holy? See, and you see how silly that doctrine is.
So I guess the Bible is wrong when you get to Revelation. Can't nobody live holy. We gonna sin.
Yeah.
So therefore nobody going to heaven.
Nobody going to heaven. Now watch this. Let's look at the Word of God. Nisha, put these scriptures up there, and then we'll soon be finished here. I just needed y'all to see that, you know, because now, you know, we go to the movie theaters to watch a horror movie. This is a horror movie for the church. That's a horror movie for the church. These are the kind of preachers that we're dealing with. You got some?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to add when he was saying that, but the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see God.
No man shall see God.
So what are Hebrews,
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, I think it is. Yeah, 12, 14.
Yes, sir. And what stood out with the, he kept doing the three fingers, and it's like, okay, in the mouth
you got,
of two or
you
three,
got three witnesses.
Let every word be
But silenced. Notice how he downplayed them.
Yeah.
See, because you're going to have to downplay something that look opposite of what you're doing because you've got to build yourself up. You know, and then they protecting their empire. They got thousands and thousands of dollars coming in, millions and millions of books. So you got to play this down. And this man right here in this city, I got to do something about this. And he ain't did nothing but expose it to the body. Because anybody with any good spiritual sense know that that's a joke. Come on, Delisa. Oh, it was pride.
People that he met that believed in sinless perfection were acting like they were, you know,
right.
At this, he was just, you know, he just felt some type of way.
Right. Now, Titus 1:15, write this down in your notes. Titus 1:15, watch this. Titus 1:15 says, unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled, all things are defiled. He saw three people that said they was living holy, and because his heart is defiled, you're going to see them as defiled. That don't mean those people was defiled. You so defiled that everything you see is defiled. But now he think they dirty, but you just sit over here looking. Now look, I'm going to put some dirt on my glasses. All right, I got dirt on my glasses, right? And I put this on. Man, you got dirt all over you. No, I'm looking through dirt. That's what the scripture means when it says unto the pure, all things are pure. In this Bible, the Bible is truth. He just told the truth about everything. He told all the dirt. Now, if I go do a report in this city and I show you all the murders and all the stealing in the city, And that's truth. Do you read that and become a murderer? Everybody going to be a murderer because everybody murdering. Everybody going to steal. You going to steal. So the Bible didn't write about people's sins. So you can look in it and say, we all going to sin. That's what they doing. And then he said in Hebrews 11, look at all these heroes of faith. All of them sin. Hebrews 12, next chapter say, now you lay it down. Yeah. And then he say, look to Jesus. So if you start looking to Jesus and seeing what Jesus really did for the church, then you can stop sinning. Because it is a fact all of us done dumb things. It's a fact that all of us have sinned. It's a fact that we are humans and we all done stepped on somebody's feet. Let's learn how to stop stepping on folks' feet. Let's learn how to stop doing wrong. That's why the Bible was written. These things was written unto you that you sin not. It wasn't written so you can sin. So that's where the preachers took this Bible and then told everybody, you go sin. And the whole church been raised up in sin with sin messages. I'm just showing y'all that man of sin. Is he clear now tonight? That's what's been in the church for a long, long time. That's what's in every religion, every false religion. False leaders making you believe they telling you the truth when in reality they lying.
Yeah, that's why I see you in the Bible says study show thyself approved. You check out everybody that teach. Because if they were...
check everybody out. Yeah. You're supposed to be discerning. Yeah. And anytime you listening to a preacher and you discerning, you feeling like you feel discerning, Just that ain't God. Yeah. That ain't God.
And if people listen at that, and if they will read their Bible, they'll see they were contradicting themselves, and they see they were saying what they want to put in there.
Yeah, they took God's word and twisted it to fit their sinful lifestyle is what they did. And that's what most preachers are doing in the pulpit. All right, you got this one, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 through 6. Put that up there. Now look, they just established... everybody going to sin. Nobody can stop sinning. We will sin. We're sheep. We're going to do it. That's just how it is. Okay. They took the word of God and established a sinning lifestyle. And like I said, that was pretty mild. Brother Welvin and myself and I'm sure AJ, we keep up with them. And they say this here was lightweight stuff here compared to what they teach every day. They are teaching the people you will always sin. You'll never stop sinning. You can go to heaven with sin. Now, let's see what God says. That's why you got to read your Bible. 2 Peter 2, verse 4 through 5. For if God spared not the angels, that what? Sin. And the Bible trying to tell you now how God going to deal with sin, how God feel about sin in anybody. And these people right here were people that were saved in chapter 2 right here. And here's what God say. Now, the clergy say you're going to always sin. You're going to sin. Don't do the lifestyle. You're going to have a little sin. And that don't mean you bad because you got... no, here's how God feel about sin. And if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chain of darkness to be reserved unto judgment and spared not... this is another example. Now, we talking about what?
Sin.
Okay. And spared not the old world, our whole world. He wiped out for... okay. And spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood of upon the world of the ungodly. Now, he's going to give you another example, all about people who sin. And it said, if God didn't spare all of these people, why you think he would spare people in sin? That's what that Bible trying to tell us right here. And preachers telling folks, you're going to sin. You can go to heaven with sin. This Bible said if God didn't spare angels, if he didn't spare the world, if he didn't spare Sodom and Gomorrah, he ain't going to spare you either. That's what the Bible trying to tell us. Let me show you a confirming verse. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and 2. This is how God feel about sin. And then you got a leadership out here teaching the church that sin is okay. Everybody gonna sin. Ain't no way you're gonna get around it. And here's what the Bible's saying about sin.
I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time, and being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned.
He's writing to them that have what?
Heretofore have sinned.
Okay.
And to all other that if I come again, I will not spare.
Oh, so God saying through this apostle and to the church, I done told you before, and I done told you two or three times. And he said, I'm talking to all of those of you that have sinned, that when I come, I won't spare you for what? Sin. But the clergy teaching us, you can't stop sinning. Well, we all are doomed. 1 Timothy 5:20. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others may fear. I wish I should have walked in that thing on the cam. I should have just snuck in there. I rebuke every one of you in here. Bible said, them that sin, rebuke before all that others may fear. If you can't stop doing it, we ain't going to never stop getting rebuked. Now, I'm going to give you this and I'm finished. They said today on the broadcast, they said, you'll never be perfect. You'll never stop sinning. That was today now. They said this. You won't ever stop sinning. You will sin. But God will chasten you, whip you for your sin. Guess what? We getting ready to get a whooping all our life for something we can't stop doing. Y'all see how silly this is? Now, if y'all think that's silly, the average preacher preaching that to the average saint in the church. That's how silly the church has become. And that's why I'm standing up being a voice. I don't have no sin in my life. I don't have no hidden agenda in my heart. And wouldn't you rather be under someone like that opposed to somebody like this? Amen. Here's your homework. And next Thursday, we'll maybe talk a little bit. We ain't going to show this no more, Sister Deshondra. But we'll talk about this maybe next Thursday. Your assignment is Ezekiel 34. I want you to read the whole chapter of Ezekiel 34 and match it up with Matthew chapter 23. And you'll see why in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus was so hard on those leaders. He came rebuking them. He said, you're full of dead men bones. He said, you're snakes. You're going to hell. That's what he told people like this. How he was mad at the shepherds. See, these are shepherds we just looked at. These are shepherds leading the flock. And Ezekiel 34 shows you why God is mad at the shepherds. Everybody got that? Ezekiel 34 going to make sense to you now when you read it. Then read 2 Peter, the whole chapter of 2 Peter, chapter 2. Because all he's talking about is preachers in that chapter. And look at what God says about these preachers, how mad he is with them. See, God is upset with stuff like this here. He is so angry. And then match it up with Jude, the first chapter, only one chapter in Jude.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time for today, but I want to encourage you for more free teaching. Go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That web address is www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. Again, go to www.someonecaresministry.org for more free teaching. I want you to know we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.